Chapter 3. Two American Ladies. Two American ladies were on holiday together in the Swiss Alps. They had travelled to Switzerland from Italy, although several people in Italy had advised them not to go to the Swiss mountains in springtime.
The weather will still be cold in the mountains, and the hotels won't be open yet, they said.
But when the ladies arrived in Switzerland, they had found a place to stay. They were having a very good time, enjoying the fresh, clean air of the mountains and the beautiful scenery. The older lady was Mrs. Susan Stringham, and her younger companion was Miss Millie Teal. Mrs. Stringham's home was in Boston, and Millie's was in New York. The two ladies had met the winter before at the house of a friend of Mrs. Stringham's. Later, Mrs. Stringham had visited Millie several times in New York, and the two ladies had become good friends. Then Millie invited Mrs. Stringham to go with her on a trip to Europe. Mrs. Stringham was a widow with no children. She was not rich, but she earned enough money from writing short stories for magazines. She was happy with her life, but she was also excited by the idea of a little adventure. When Millie asked her to go to Europe, she was surprised and pleased. Millie Teal was a slim young lady of 22, with pale skin and red hair. She was extremely rich, but she had not had a happy life. Millie was an orphan. Her parents had died not long ago, and she had no other family. When Mrs. Stringham met Millie, she liked her very much, and she also felt very sorry for her. Millie was beautiful and gentle, and Mrs. Stringham was proud to be her friend. But she also had deeper feelings about Millie. She had no children herself, and in some ways, she thought of Millie as her daughter. She wanted her to be happy and to protect her from the bad things that could happen in life. Millie liked Mrs. Stringham too, and the two women had an excellent relationship. They very much enjoyed travelling together by ship from New York across the Atlantic Ocean. Then they sailed across the Mediterranean Sea to Italy. The ship stopped at several places in the Mediterranean before finally arriving at Naples. From there, the two ladies travelled through Italy up to the Italian Alps before crossing into Switzerland. Mrs. Stringham was delighted to be in Switzerland. When she was young, she had been a pupil for several years at a school in Vevey, a town by Lake Geneva. She and her school friends had spent some wonderful holidays exploring the Swiss Alps, so she had many happy memories of the area. But a few days before their ship sailed, Mrs. Stringham had received a message in Boston saying that Millie had suddenly become ill. Mrs. Stringham had hurried to New York as quickly as possible.
"If Millie is seriously ill, she won't be able to travel," she had thought.
Millie was ill only for a short time. Then she had started to get better. However, Mrs. Stringham was still worried, and she spoke privately to Millie's doctor, Dr. Finch. But Dr. Finch did not explain why Millie had become ill. Instead, he just said,
"I think this trip to Europe will be very good for Miss Teal."
One day in the Swiss Alps, Mrs. Stringham and Millie went for a long walk in the mountains. That evening, back at the hotel, Millie looked very pale and tired. Suddenly, she asked,
What did Dr. Finch tell you about me?
Mrs. Stringham was surprised by Millie's question.
Don't worry, she said. He didn't tell me any secrets about you.
But what's the matter, Millie? Are you feeling unwell?
I don't really know, replied Millie.
Are you in pain?
Asked Mrs. Stringham.
Not at all, said Millie. But if there's something wrong with me, I should find out what it is. Perhaps I haven't got much time.
Mrs. Stringham put her arms around Millie.
What do you mean? She asked. Do you want to see a doctor? We'll find the best one possible.
But Millie did not say anything more. For the rest of the day, Mrs. Stringham thought about her strange conversation with Millie. Later that evening, the two ladies were sitting in front of the fire after supper.
I want to go to London, Millie said.
Mrs. Stringham was surprised. Millie had never said that she wanted to go to London before.
Don't you like it here in Switzerland? She asked.
Of course I do, replied Millie. It's beautiful, but it's so quiet here. I miss big cities. I want to visit museums and churches and see people. There are lots of people in London.
Oh, Mrs. Stringham smiled. Perhaps you want to see one special person? Didn't you say that you met a young man from London last summer? Merton Densher? You said you liked him very much. Didn't you promise to contact him if you ever went to London?
Yes, said Millie. He came to New York on business for his newspaper. He visited my house 3 or 4 times. He's very clever and interesting. But he's probably still in America, and I don't know where he lives in London.
Don't worry, said Mrs. Stringham. Perhaps I can help you. I have a special reason to go to London, too.
Really? Said Millie. What's that?
When I was at school in Switzerland, replied Mrs. Stringham, I had a good friend from England called Maud Manningham. After we left school, we often wrote to each other. But when we each got married, everything changed. Maud's husband, Mr. Lauder, was very rich. So then her life became different from mine, and we didn't write to each other very often. But now, after all these years, we're both widows. I've often thought about Maud. If we go to London, I'd love to see her again. I'm sure she'd love to meet you, too. And perhaps she can help us find Merton Densher.
That's a very good idea, said Millie. Please contact your friend.
Millie went to bed, and Mrs. Stringham immediately took out a pen and paper. She sat down at the desk and started to write a letter to Maud Lauder. Mrs. Stringham's husband had not been rich like Maud Lauder's, and her life had not been as interesting or exciting. Sometimes she thought that Maud had felt sorry for her. But now she had a wonderful opportunity to impress her old friend. She, Susan Stringham, was the companion of a beautiful young girl, one of the richest girls in America.
Yes, she felt very excited about introducing Millie to her old friend Maud.